The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1981, NASA's Pioneer Venus orbiter completed its 2.5-year mission to map the surface of Venus with radar. The planet's dense, hot, poisonous clouds made a visual survey from orbit impossible. Actor Bruce Willis was born today in 1955. Connor Trenier, who played Trip Tucker on Star Trek Enterprise, was born in 1969.
Keep your shirt on, Lieutenant. Your equipment will be here in the morning.
On this day in 1950, Edgar Rice Burroughs died. And in 2008, Sir Arthur C. Clarke died. On this day in 1999, John Crichton's life got thoroughly frelled up.
Hi. My name's John. John Crichton.
Sci-Fi Channel premiered the first episode of Farscape, a new series filmed in Australia and produced by Jim Henson Productions. The show's 4-year run is considered a high point for Sci-Fi's original programming, and its cancellation is still widely regarded as perhaps the low point of the network truly understanding its audience. In 1977, the third cartridge-based home video game system arrived as the Bally Professional Arcade, later known as Astrocade, hit the market.
The professional video game system that gives you 4-player capability, 3 built-in games, a calculator, and these new cartridges.
With a keyboard controller and the Bally Basic cartridge, it was the first of many video game consoles to promise upgradeability to become a full computer. While everyone waited for that to happen, it still played awesome games like Incredible Wizard, a nearly perfect home version of the Wizard of War arcade game, made possible by the fact that the console was using the same chipset as most of Bally Midway's arcade games at the time. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and filmed by Earl Green.